Blog Talk Radio.
I think you guys are jumping Scotty a little bit over here.
The girl next door and a woman, she found a boy she liked. She wanted to get married, settle down her life. The girl next door and a woman, she knew that it wasn't right. She came home at 10:30. She wanted to get married, settle down her life. She didn't know love was so grand, she never took love second hand. But to my surprise, she thought that love was paradise. Next door in a rush me.
Hold it, hold it. Better look at me when it's time to fade out.
Going a walking, she found a boy she left.
No, don't look at me yet. Started fading out.
L to WB 0107, text 3.
The girl next door went a walking, she found a boy.
Yeah, it lost a little bit of the tempo.
One, two, one.
The girl next door went a-walking, she found a boy she liked. She wanted to get married, settle down her life. The girl next door went a-walking, she knew it wasn't right. She came home. She wanted to get married, settle down her life. She didn't know love was so grand, she didn't think love second hand. But to my surprise, she thought that love was paradise. She knew next door in a woman, she found a boy she liked. She wanted to get married, settle down her life.
Can you guys hear me? Let's start there first, okay? Can you hear me? Hello? Hello? I need an answer. I do. But if you can't hear me, you don't know I'm waiting for an answer. Okay, let's go. Okay, Carolyn can hear me. Yes, thank you, honey. I appreciate that. It's kind of difficult to keep talking if I think I'm talking into the air or just to my computer, because my computer doesn't really care. So, okay. All right, guys. We lost. Hello. I lost my train of thought. It's what I lost. Okay. Let's see. All right, there we go. I found it. I picked it up off the floor. Oh, my goodness, Jenny, if it wasn't fastened on, girl, you'd lose it in 2 seconds. Okay, hey, guys, we lost somebody very important to the music industry today. The queen of country music, Loretta Lynn. She passed away today at age 90. So she did pretty good. She did pretty good. She had a lot of big hit songs that everybody knows. Whether you listen to country music or not, you have heard Loretta Lynn's songs. You know, it's just not hard to do. You Ain't Woman Enough to Take My Man, Don't Come Home A-Drinkin', One's on the Way, Fist City, Coal Miner's Daughter. I think Coal Miner's Daughter might have been her most well-known song, to tell you the truth, because of the movie, of course. If you haven't seen that movie, you need to watch it. Sissy Spacek plays Loretta Lynn, and she does a very, very good job. She was phenomenal. She was just phenomenal. I mean, she lived in a holler. And, you know, that's just kind of a valley in the hills that has water and some arable land. And people that live there just very seldom get out, nor do many of them want to. I mean, it's home, you know. It's just home. She married a man named Dew. He discovered her, I guess you could say, and took her around to all the radio stations with her first few records and really got her heard, got her known, and started her on her way. They had a bit of a rough road sometimes, but part of it was because Dew was a man of the world and Loretta was not a woman of the world. She didn't know much of nothing outside that holler that she called home. But yeah, her daddy was a coal miner. That's what they did in those hills. And they had a hard life. They had a hard life. But you know, if you don't realize it's a hard life, it ain't quite so tough. You know, the kids never had shoes, but they didn't know any different. So when the weather wasn't cold, it was no big deal. And Mom and Daddy always made sure they had shoes when it come time for school and all that. So you got to sort of couple her hard life with what she knew, what she was used to, and what her life was. Because when she grew up and she became a rich woman, of course, she knew that she'd had a hard childhood and it was tough growing up. But when you're growing up that way, you don't always realize that, because if you've got love in your home and you've always got food on the table and you've got shoes on your feet when you need them and you don't have to wear them when you don't want to, you know what? It really isn't that tough. It's only people outside that see it that way that make it seem tough. So, you know, she toured on the road for 57 years. And she had a stroke in 2017 and broke her hip in 2018. And kept on going. I mean, she reminds me of my grandma. Oh my gosh. That's how they grew up. You don't quit. Nothing's too hard to overcome. Nothing's too hard to keep going from. And you keep on going. You just don't quit. And I admire that lady so much. I really do. She made a good life. She made a good life for the rest of her family. As I said, her daddy was a coal miner and a subsistence farmer. That means they mostly grew what they ate. Didn't have a whole lot extra, but they sold a hog or they sold some produce and came up with whatever money they needed for whatever they needed it for. She was born Loretta Webb. So was really kind of cool. She was the oldest daughter, the second child. And she was born on May 5th, 1912. Is that awesome? 1912. Oh, wow. You've got to admire. It's, no, I take that back. That's when her mama was born. But at any rate, her father died at age 52 of black lung, which so many coal miners contracted and did die from. Oh my gosh. When she became a singer, she made sure her family wouldn't go hungry anymore. And they always had their clothes and she improved their level of existence and made it a life. You know, so she was 15 when she got married. She was born August 27th, 1926. And oh my gosh, she stayed married to Duke for all her whole life. They were married until he died, of course. But, well, maybe they were married after they died because she never remarried. Who knows? You know, it's fantastic. I'm looking through this Wikipedia thing very quickly and having a bit of trouble navigating it. I think they were a little bit confused when they wrote it. So, because that August 27, 1926 is when Dew was born. She was 15 when they got married. So work out the math, because I'm having a tough time finding it in here. They've just kind of glommed everything together and said, okay, you decipher it. And I said, well, maybe, maybe not. Okay. Anyway, she got to be, when she started out, she got to be best friends with Patsy Cline. And Patsy taught her how the business worked, how she needed to do things. And a lot of her songs came from her life experiences. You know, You Ain't Woman Enough to Take My Man came from when somebody tried to steal her husband away from her, and she said, ain't gonna happen, I'll kill you first, which is about what it amounted to if she had to. She kept on going. She wrote a lot of her songs. She had a great talent, and I'm so happy that she found a way to use that talent. We were so much richer for it. And she died today. And I'm trying to look here to see what did she die from. Haven't run across it yet, you know. They put so much stuff in here. You kind of got to go, okay, where is it? There's her marriage, her ranch. We're not going to worry about her politics. Okay, she had various health concerns, pneumonia on multiple occasions. She broke an arm. She had knee surgery. I mean, this lady's been through the mill. I mean, you know, she didn't die of anything, unless you want to say old age. She died in her sleep at her home in Hurricane Mills today at the age of 90. She lived her life. She didn't exist. She didn't hope for things. She made them happen. She made a success of her life. She had some help along the way, but it was well deserved, and she accepted it when she needed it. And she did so many things with her life. She had so many awards. She wrote so many songs. People, we lost a great treasure today. So stop and think on it for just a minute. She kept on going throughout her whole life. It didn't matter if she had a broken bone. It didn't matter if she was sick. It didn't matter what was going on. She kept on going. She kept on writing those songs. She kept on singing those songs. 57 years on the road. Holy moly. Wow. And that's a hard life. On the road is not easy, guys. It really isn't. But you know what? She stayed happy. She stayed productive. She stayed helpful. And she was a real blessing to the world around her and the entire world when it came to her music. She was a phenomenon. So, in tribute of Loretta Lynn, I've got three songs I'm going to play right now. The first one, as I said, I consider her most popular. It probably wasn't taken all told, but I consider it that way. It's Coal Miner's Daughter.
Holler. We were poor, but we had love. That's the one thing that Daddy made sure of. He shoveled coal to make a poor man's dollar. My Daddy worked all night in the Van Leer coal mine. All day long in the field hoeing corn. Mommy rocked the babies that night and read the Bible by the coal oil light. And everything would start all over come break of morn. Daddy loved and raised their kids on a miner's pay. Mommy scrubbed our clothes on a washboard every day. There was no need. She'd smile in Mommy's understanding way. In the summertime we didn't have shoes to wear, but in the wintertime we'd all get a brand new pair. From a mail order catalog, money made from selling a hog, Daddy always managed to get the money somewhere. Yeah, I'm proud to be a coal miner's daughter. I remember well the well where I drew water. The work we done was hard. At night we'd sleep 'cause we were taught. I never thought your holler. Well, a lot of things have changed since way back then, and it's so good to be back home again. Not much left but the floor. Nothing lives here anymore except the memories of a coal miner's daughter.
Probably good memories those were, of family and playing with the kids and helping in the garden. And at the time, you don't like things like that, but when you think back on them, they're good times. They are. Here's one that she wrote when she was ready to rip somebody's hair out. You ain't woman enough to take my man.
You say you're gonna take him, oh, but I don't think you can, 'cause you
Yeah. That was quite a good part of the movie. The movie is called Coal Miner's Daughter, and she does sing that song for it. As I said, Sissy Spacek plays Loretta Lynn, and she does a great job. She really does. You need to see that movie. You're missing something if you don't see that movie. All right, and here's another one that I really like. It's called Don't Come Home A-Drinkin' With Lovin' On Your Mind.
Well, you thought I'd be waiting up when you came home last night. You'd been out with all the boys and you ended up half tired. But liquor and lust, they just don't mix. Leave the bottle or me behind.
Somebody, she didn't do it in public. Okay, so she was human, and she probably knocked Doolittle up alongside the head a few times. He probably needed it. But anyway, yes, just remember her in your prayers today. She was a very sweet lady, very nice. Okay. On to regular stuff. Okay, here is an Elvis song that's not sung by Elvis. It's sung by Billy Swan. Don't Be Cruel.
True. Baby, if I made you was something that I might have said. Please let's forget the past. Our future looks bright ahead. Don't be cruel. To a heart that's true. Don't want no other love. Baby, it's just you I'm thinking of. Don't be cruel. To a heart.
That was interesting. I would never have thought of doing that song that way. That was kind of cool. I liked it. It was really different, but I liked it. It was neat. Okay, you have to keep your mind open to all different styles of music, because if you get five different singers to do the same song, you're going to hear it five different ways. It might be different styles of music. It may be just the singer's own style. But it's going to be different, five different ways. You can bet on it. And you'd make money. I tell you, you would. So, okay, because that's something everybody that actually sings with any regularity tries to do, is to put their own stamp on that song. Because they don't really want to sound like anybody else. They want to sound like themselves. Remember that. Remember, that's a good rule of thumb. Remember that. And, I had a very good teacher. A very, very good friend that taught me that. Okay. Because I was just singing songs and singing them the same way that the person sang them that I was learning it from. And it was nothing exciting, nothing different. Nothing special. And then it was mentioned that phrase it your own way. Do it your own way. Make it yours. It's the same song, but it's going to be different because you're going to do it your way. And And then he played me a couple of examples of the same song done different ways because different singers. When you finally understand that, you get it. You get it. And then you start doing it. And you know it's right. You know it's right. So Billy Swan learned that lesson, and he does things his way. And it's still a good song. It doesn't detract anything from the way Elvis did it. It just is a different way. Okay? But I'll save you. I'll play Elvis doing an Elvis song. You're the reason I'm living. And this is the only time it was done live. March 12th of 1975, the Las Vegas Hilton, the Midnight Show.
You're the reason I'm living.
That was, you could probably tell, totally unrehearsed. We've never done a song in our natural life. There's been a lot of people asking me about my father. My father's been very sick, and he's doing fine now. We were both in the hospital. Thank you. I love you too, dear. But we got a lot of nice cards and flowers and everything from everybody, and it really made us feel a lot better. But thank you. I love you too. Thank you very much. So until we meet again, happy Easter.
Happy Easter. Happy Easter even if we don't meet again. Happy Easter because it's Easter. Because till we meet again, happy Easter till we meet again, that means when we meet again, it's not happy Easter anymore. I'm sorry, my mind just goes in some weird places. Never mind. Just never mind. Okay. Isla Grant. Isla? I don't know how to pronounce her name. Isla? Isla sounds good. Okay. This is a song called Only Yesterday.
Where have the years gone? My, how they've flown. The kids have all moved on. My, how quickly they have grown. The first time I met you, the touch of your hand, is it really a lifetime deep? Oh, it seems like it was only yesterday. Your hair has turned to silver, but once shone like gold. But the smile I see within your eyes never will grow old. The softness in your voice when we first met, it's there today. Love I hear in every word you say. Oh, it seems like it was only yesterday. Only yesterday I fell in love with you. You said you loved me too. The plans we made when we were young are now so very far away. But it seems like it was only yesterday.
Here's the Bangles doing Manic Monday on a Tuesday.
I was kissing Valentino by a crystal blue Italian stream.
All right. I'd never heard that one before this morning. I haven't made up my mind yet. I'm not saying it's a bad song. I just haven't made up my mind whether I prefer it or not. But, hey, guys, I played it for you, so I hope you all liked it. That's all that matters, okay? Here is Blake Shelton, Some Beach.
Driving down the interstate, running 30 minutes late, singing Margaritaville and minding my own. Some foreign car driving dude with a road rage attitude pulled up beside me talking on his cell phone. He started yelling at me like I did something wrong. He flipped me the bird and then he was gone. Some beach, somewhere, there's a big umbrella casting shade over an empty chair. Palm trees are growing and warm breezes blowing. I picture myself right there on some beach somewhere. I circled the parking lot trying to find a spot just big enough I could park my old truck. A man with a big cigar was getting into his car. I stopped and I waited for him to back up. But from out of nowhere a Mercedes-Benz came cruising up and whipped right in. Some beach, somewhere, there's nowhere to go and you got all day. Margaritas and hot senoritas smiling with long dark hair on some beach somewhere. Well, I sat in that waiting room, it seemed like all afternoon. The nurse finally said, "Doc's ready for you. You're not gonna feel a thing. We'll give you some Novocaine. That tooth will be fine in a minute or two." Then he stuck that needle down deep in my gum and he started drilling before I was numb. Some beach, somewhere, there's a beautiful sunset burning up the atmosphere.
First came out, one of somebody's big name kid was wandering around the school hall singing that song, and a teacher stopped him and says, "What are you doing? Sing that again." And so they sang it again and they got sent to the principal's office because the teacher misunderstood what the words were exactly. And the girl had to really say them one by one for the principal. And then it was okay because she wasn't cussing or anything. But the teacher kind of freaked out at first. And it's like, well, you know, honey, you need to kind of listen a little closer and not be so prissy pants. But, hey, you know, I guess in school, back when that came out, it wasn't quite so free and easy. So maybe it was a good thing she got called on it. Maybe she was a little bit more careful after that. Maybe everybody else was a little more careful after that. That would have been good. All right, here's a good one, guys. I know we all like this one. Eddie Arnold, Cattle Call.
Coyotes are howling way out where the doggies bawl. Where spurs are a-jingling, a cowboy is singing this lonesome cattle call. The night winds blow up a swole. His heart is a feather. In all kinds of weather, he sings his cattle call.
Know what it was. I loved that. It was just fun. It was great. It was great. And you know, there is one rehearsal tape that has Elvis doing the cattle call on it. And he did a pretty decent job. I don't think it's something that he would do every day, but he did a pretty decent job. I liked it. So if you find that clip, give it a listen. It's really kind of fun. Okay. Everybody else is enjoying it, too. So there you go. All right. Here's Johnny Earl. Y'all remember Johnny Earl? You better remember Johnny Earl. This is You're in the Army Now. Elvis Forrest.
You're in the Army now, you're in the Army now.
1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4.
Marching all day long, from morning until dawn. My boots are shiny clean, and all my buckles gleam. You'll be a brand new man. 'Cause you're in the Army now. Meeting with the other guys, our plans to fill with beans and pie. And after we done doing that, we'll all turn in and hit the sack. We go to sleep, we're feeling fine until
wakey, wakey, rise and shine.
You're in the Army now, you're in the Army
one,
now.
1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4.
Listen to the call to come and do your own. My haircut's pretty short, there's one thing that you taught.
you'll be a brand new man. Because you're in the army now. The older guys are lots of little beans and pot. And after we done doing that, we'll all turn in and hit the sun. We go to sleep, we're feeling fine until wakey, wakey, rise and shine. Marching all day long, from morning until dawn. My boots are shiny clean, and all my buckles gleam. You'll be a brand new man. Cause you're in the army now. You and the other guys are blessed up filled with beans and pie. And after we done doing that, we'll all turn in and hit the sack. And we go to sleep, we're feeling fine and scared.
Rise and shine.
You're in the army now, you're in the army now. Well, you're in the army now.
All right. Now, y'all remember Johnny Earl was an ETA, and he did a lot of demos for Elvis, I believe. If he's the one I'm thinking of. And, hey, with the way my mind is in right now, maybe I'm wrong. But I think that's how it worked out. Anyway, Cheryl Nielsen. Now, we all know who Cheryl Nielsen was. I mean, he was that big, tall, 6'5" drink of water that was behind Elvis and could sing that super high tenor. I never would have thought that voice would come out of that big dude. Anyway, here is Cheryl Nielsen singing I've Never Loved Anyone More.
It seems that I don't think about you too much. And I'm not too sure why I thought of time has a way of numbing the touch, but I still recall when you left me, just how much it hurt me to stand there, just watching you leave. I couldn't believe it was true. After moments and the souls that we bear, I've never loved anyone more. But like I said, I don't think of you much. There's someone beside me who helps me fall. She's shown me how not to think of you now. When I remember you, I regret that we couldn't hold on to the dreams that we shared, the dreams that were there to believe in. And for
little waltz, wasn't it? I like that. Yes, And Johnny Earl did not do demos for Elvis. He was an ETA. And he did not always try to sound like Elvis. So it's okay if he doesn't. He just liked, he loved Elvis and loved doing Elvis music. That's good enough. Okay, speaking of Elvis, it's impossible.
It's impossible. Tell the sun to leave the sky. It's just impossible. It's impossible to ask a baby not to cry. It's just impossible. Can I hold you closer to me and not feel you going through me? But the second that I never think of you, oh, how impossible. Can the ocean keep from rushing to the shore? It's just impossible. If I had you, could I ever ask for more? It's just impossible. And tomorrow, should you ask me for the world, somehow I'd get it. I would sell my very soul and not regret it. For to live without your love, it's just impossible. And the ocean keep from rushing to the shore, it's just impossible. If I had you, could I ever ask for more? It's just impossible. And tomorrow, should you ask me for the world, somehow I'd get it. I would sell my very soul and not regret it. For to live without your love is just impossible. Oh, impossible. Impossible.
Thank you very much.
All right. Now, I have never heard of these guys before. I've never heard this song before. So, we have a new learning curve happening here. This is Calabro. See, and yeah, it's John's fault. This is Calabro doing Circle of Life.
From the day we arrive on the planet and blinking step into the sun, there's more to see than can ever be seen, more to do than can ever be done. There's far too much to take in here, more to find than can ever be found. But the sun rolling high through the sapphire sky keeps great and small on the endless round. It's a circle of life, and it moves us all. Through faith and love.
but the sun rolling high through the sapphire sky keeps great and small on the endless round in the circle of life, and it moves us all.
They did a good job. All right, Johnny Preston. Not Billy Preston, but Johnny Preston. Feels so fine.
Feels so fine. Little girl, now you're mine. Come, let me hug you. Come, let me kiss you. Come, let me see what I've been missing. Feels so grand. Baby, like I know you would. Come, let me hug you. Come, let me kiss you. Come, let me see what I've been missing.
I
feel so grand now that you come back home. Let me see what I've been missing, cause I feel so grand now that you come back home.
Well, I feel so fine. Yes, the little girl, now you're mine.
Come, let me hug you. Come, let me kiss you. Come, let me see what I've been missing. Feel so grand now that you come back home.
Well, I feel so fine.
Yeah, that was fun. That was really fun. I like that. Hey. Okay, here is a gal named Luz Betty, and she's doing a cover for the first time. That's the name of the song, For the First Time.
for the first time.
Perfect song for when you're just meeting somebody, isn't it? I like that. That is nice. Okay. This next one was quite popular when it came out. I mean, you were hearing it all the time. And that's a good thing. That's a good thing. The 60s were fantastic. Love grows where my rosemary goes. Of it. I've got John Barron, I've got Take Two, and I've got the one I'm going to play today, which is the live version from December 1st of 1976, the only time Elvis performed it live, Rags to Riches.
Well, I'm at the piano, I'd like to do another song, and, you know, if you don't mind, I'll be back. Now this next one is a song that I recorded a few years ago. And anyway, I'm learning to... Don't tell me to play it. I will when I get ready. You understand me?
You tell him, Elvis!
Hear me.
There's no music covering it up right now, and it is coming across, okay? So thank you very much. When the music starts, you can heart again, all right? That's okay. Thank you. All right. Hey, guys, here is. Oh, and I wanted to tell you guys that most of these songs that you're hearing today were sent by John this morning. I think I've only done one that he didn't send, and that was the Blake Shelton song. So, hey, we're doing great. Okay, here is Merle Haggard and Bonnie Owens. A house without love is not a home.
For years we both have lived on pride years,
and we agree that love is gone.
Why, oh why do we keep trying?
A house without love is not a home. The simple things are gone forever. We wanted wealth to call our own. We slay treasure.
A house without love is not a home. No matter where our footsteps wander, I know we'll both be all
came between us.
A house without love is not a home. The simple things are gone forever. We wanted wealth to call our own.
We slay treasure.
A house without love is not a home.
And just like that, that's the end. Oh. Okay. Anyway, this next song is by Lucy and Martha Thomas. And I think it was originally done by Prince of Egypt. I don't know why they do that. But anyway, it's a cover by Lucy and Martha Thomas. And they're about like 12 and 14, something like that. And it's called When You Believe.
Prayed with no proof.
answered here in our hearts, a hopeful song we barely understood. Now we are not afraid, although we know that much to fear. We were moving mountains long before we knew we could. There can be miracles when you believe. Though hope is frail, it's hard to kick. Who knows what miracles you can achieve when you believe. Now I'm standing here, my heart so full I can't explain. Seeking faith and speaking words I never thought I'd say. There can be miracles when you
of harmonies. You don't hear harmonies that close very often. It's beautiful. And they've got beautiful voices, especially for such young girls. I think it's fantastic. Thank you for sending that, John, because that was really exceptional. All right. How about another Elvis song? Would you guys let me do that? Maybe? If I say Pretty Please with Cherry on Top? Anyway, here is 1976 New Year's Eve live Love Letters.
Be back there in a minute. Just hang loose.
from your heart. Keep us so near while
Okay, Buffalo Springfield, For What It's Worth.
There's something happening here, but what it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there, telling me I got to beware. I think it's time we stop. Children, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. There's battle lines being drawn. Nobody's right if everybody's wrong. Young people speak in their minds, are getting so much resistance from behind. Time we stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. What a field day for the heat. In the street, singing songs and a carrying sign, mostly say hooray for our side. It's time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Paranoia strikes your life, it will creep. It starts when you're always afraid. Step out of line, the man come and take you away. We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. We better stop now, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. We better stop.
Yeah. I remember that one. I used to do that one. It was kind of cool. I liked the harmonies on it. It was fun. It made you think. Yep, 1960s, of course. Of course. But it did. It made you think. Okay, kids, here's another one. You're going to recognize the songs. It's a medley of Jailhouse Rock and King Creole. But it's done a little bit different. Be open-minded because it's good. Billy Swan.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Here we go then.
Enjoyed it. Anne's feet should have been going 20,000 miles a minute because that was good. I like that. That was good. It's not often that you hear somebody do a song that you know so very well and do it differently, so much so that you still like it. The dude gets points for that. The dude gets points. In the meantime, Splish Splash, Bobby Darin.
Splish splash, take one.
One, two, three.
Splish splash, I was taking a bath. Long about a Saturday night. The tub, I put my feet on the floor. I wrap the towel around me and I open the door. And then a splish splash, I jump back in the bath. Well, how was I to know there was a party going on? There was a splashing and a splashing, reeling with the feeling, moving and a grooving, rolling and a strolling. Damn! Yeah. Saw the whole gang dancing on my front room rug. Yeah, the flip-a-flop, they was doing the bop. All the teens had to dance in bus. There was Lollipop with a peg shoe. Good golly, Miss Molly was even there too. Well, a splish splash, I forgot about the bath. I went and put my dancing shoes on. Yeah, I was fishing and a splash, reeling with the feeling, moving and a grooving.
Okay, I've heard that done a couple different ways, too, but Bobby Darin's is always the best. So, hey, guys, see if you recognize this.
The whispers in the morning of lovers sleeping tight are rolling by like thunder now. As I look in your eyes, I hold on to your body and feel each move you make. Your voice is warm and tender, a love that I could not forsake. 'Cause I'm your lady and you are my man. Whenever you reach for me, do all that I can. Lost is how I'm feeling, lying in your arms. When the world outside's too much to take, it'll end. I'm with you, even though there may be time, it seems I'm far away, never wonder where I am, I am always by your. Whenever you reach for me, the power of love.
Thank you very much, everyone. That's a difficult song to sing, but thank you. You've restored my faith that I did it okay. Wow. I wanted it to come out good, so I'm glad that y'all think it did. That's very, very sweet of you. Thank you so much for all of the compliments, and you'll probably hear it again because I'm just like that. What can I tell you? But in the meantime, let's have George Strait singing All My Exes. They populate Texas. Cover and original well, I don't know if it's original, but original, from Helmet Body, Wooden Heart, and he did this one live.
And you see, I love you. Please don't break my heart in two. That's not what you do. Come on, don't have a word in a heart. And if you say goodbye, then I know that I will cry.
Version of that, I want to say thank y'all for joining me on the show today. And most of those songs John gave me to play for you, and it turned out very nice. I thought I loved it. I had a fantastic time playing those songs for you. I hope y'all liked them. I hope they lifted you up and give you joy. That's the whole point of music, isn't it? You betcha. So smile at somebody as you're on your way today and tomorrow. Yes, and then I'll see you again on Thursday. It's going to be another great show. Not quite sure what it's going to be yet. Surprise. Yeah, a surprise. There you go. And I just wanted to mention here, I haven't even mentioned this to John yet, but I think I'm going to take Sunday show either down to an hour and a half or 1 hour. The numbers have been dropping. With school starting and all that stuff, it seems like people don't have time for gospel at this point. So we're just going to maybe a shorter time and more people will come listen. More people will get their dose of God's gospel. We'll see if it works that way. That's what I'm hoping for. So spread the news. Let everybody know. And I'll see you on Thursday in the meantime. And here we go with a live version from December 13th, 1975 of Elvis singing Wooden Heart.
You know what key we would do?
Wooden Heart.
Can't you see I love you? Please don't break my heart in two. It's so hard to do, cause I don't have a wooden heart. Hasten on. La da da,
let me sit up here.
No, hell. There's no strings upon this heart of mine. It was always yours from the start. Who's sitting? Stay laying house. Undo my just life's year. There's no strings upon this heart of mine. It was always you from the tar side. Feed me night, feed me good, feed me life, and they should. I'm made of wood, and I don't have a wooden heart. No, I don't have a
Thank you, lady. I did that with the little kids in the audience, and my little daughter Lisa is out there. Lisa, where you at, kid? She's 7 years old. But the, there you go.
Yeah, that's always so sweet when he does that. I can imagine the kids love it. You betcha. Okay, Brenton Wood, give me some kind of sign, girl.
If you do want me, give me a sign. If you don't want me, don't.